नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 वर्स नंबर 15। श्रोत्रं त्वग्दर्शनं घ्राणो जिह्वेति ज्ञानशक्तया वाक्पाण्युपस्तपाङ्घ्री कर्माणि अङ्गोभयं मनः। श्रोत्रं त्वग्दर्शनं घ्राणो जिह्वेति ज्ञानशक्तयः वाक्पाण्युपस्तपायो अङ्घ्री कर्माणि अङ्गोभयं मनः। श्रोत्रं त्वग्दर्शनं घ्राणो जिह्वेति ज्ञानशक्तयः वाक्पाण्युपस्तपायोऽङ्घ्री कर्माण्यङ्गोभयं मनः। श्रोत्रं त्वग्दर्शनं घ्राणो जिह्वेति ज्ञानशक्तयः वाक्पाण्युपस्तपायोऽङ्घ्री कर्माण्यङ्गोभयं मनः। श्रोत्रं त्वग्दर्शनं घ्राणो जिह्वेति ज्ञानशक्तयः वाक्पाण्युपस्तपायोऽङ्घ्री कर्माण्यङ्गो भयं मनः। माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। श्रोत्रम् द सेंस ऑफ हियरिंग, त्वक् द सेंस ऑफ टच, एक्सपीरियंस्ड अपॉन द स्किन, दर्शनम् साइट, घ्राणः स्मेल, जिह्वा द सेंस ऑफ टेस्ट एक्सपीरियंस्ड अपॉन द टंग, इति दस ज्ञानशक्तयः द नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग सेंसेस, वाक स्पीच, पाणिहि द हैंड्स, उपस्थः द जेनाइटल्स, पायुः द एनस, अंग्रिहि एंड द लेग्स, कर्माणि द वर्किंग सेंसेस, अंगह माय डियर उद्धवा, उभयम बिलोंगिंग टू द बोथ दीज कैटेगरीज, मनह द माइंड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद। Hearing, touch, sight, smell and the taste are the five knowledge acquiring senses. My dear Uddhava, and speech, the hands, the genitals, the anus and the legs constitute the five working senses. The mind belongs to both these categories. Purport: 11 elements are mentioned in this verse. There is also one verse, text 16 with today. शब्द स्पर्शो रसो गंधो रूपम चैत्यर्थ जातयः गति उक्ति उत्सर्ग शिल्पाणि कर्मांत सिद्धयः कर्मा यतन सिद्धयः। साउंड, टच, टेस्ट, स्मेल एंड फॉर्म आर सब्जेक्ट्स, सॉरी, आर द ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ द नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग सेंसेस, एंड मूवमेंट, स्पीच, एक्सक्रीशन एंड मैन्युफैक्चर आर फंक्शंस ऑफ द वर्किंग सेंसेस। Purport. Here the word Utsarga refers to evacuation by the genitals and anus, and thus constitutes two elements. In this way, 10 elements are listed here in two sets of 5. Om Ajnanatimiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Bilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsta Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification, and for your pleasure. So, today's verse 16 says that here the word Utsarga refers to evacuation by the genitals and anus, and constitutes two elements. So Krishna is giving the list of the working senses and the knowledge acquiring senses, and basically we can see the two specific urges has been mentioned, that is evacuation by the genitals and anus. If we see Ayurveda, it mentions that these are the two very important urges we have to tackle. Passing stool and urine, if done properly, then we can have a healthy life. That's why we see from the very early age, like these are the urges which are very common or automatic. Like a newborn baby, he doesn't think for passing stool and urine. He just does it automatically. But as he grows old, his parents teach him. And you know, like 1 or 2 year old, before sleeping he has to go to bathroom and they said, "Oh, stand here and pass urine, whatever you have, otherwise you will spoil the bed." So he said, "I don't have any," but he said, "You stand there, do this. And whatever sub comes up, you might have any experiences." And as he grows old, he understands that these are the things we have to rather control and should be done at some particular places. So if we see, these are the only two urges. NOI tells us there are 6 urges: Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Upastha Vegam. So if we don't discuss all these verses, let us discuss one Veg Udaram. How each are very powerful urges. In 1999, I remember, I visited one marriage ceremony. One of my friend called me for his sister's marriage in Nasik. So, before that, I never attended, any sort of a marriage ceremony apart from my family members' marriage. So, I went. It was Nasik and all the big hall was filled with people, mostly from the nearby villages. You know, jam packed, and on the dais there are, the bride and bridegroom there. So everything was packed, and the muhurt was on 12 o'clock. Somehow we know Indian time, so it went on till 1:30. So and it was hot summer. So everybody was waiting when this will end, and then that third Shubhamangala Savadam. So as soon as I was standing in the center front of the hall, little bit behind, and I saw that as soon as that third Mangalastaka finished, within, you won't believe, 5 seconds, everybody sat down and they made a row. Perfect rows, sitting back to back, and whole hall was filled with the rows, in the sense, there were, I was surprised, how they can do this. They must have rehearsed for the many times, And the only person standing was myself. And on the dais, the husband and wife. Even Pandit was gone. Because everybody was hungry. When are you going to feed us? Later I asked my friend, how do you do that? This is a fashion or something? He said, naturally, yeah. 12 bajke, people are hungry, and 1:30 till the muhurt went to 1:30, everybody came to for one mission. Now what? We have to adjust, finish, no wastage of time. Wherever they are, they sat and are in the setting. This is the powerful urge. For that, to satisfy that urge, we manage everything. Let us find out what is the origin of all the urges. In 3rd canto, 8th chapter, verse number 13 and 14, Shukdeva Goswami describes that all the living entities before the creation were happily, in the sense, not happily, because they have given up Krishna from Golok and they wanted to come here, but they are in the body of Garbhadaksha Vishnu, waiting. And then, suddenly what happened? Tasyartha Sukshma Abhinivishta Drishtar. Krishna, everything happens by the glance of Krishna, Drishta. He is watching what is happening to them. Gudena kalanugatena vidhaha suyam tada abhijyatta nabhideshat. Suddenly the time factor gets activated. Gudanu kalanugatena vidha. They get agitated. Everything, just like these people. The kab hora, prasad kab hora. All sorts of living. Now here only humans are there in the marriage party. But within the Garbhadaksha Vishnu, all sorts of living entities there. They are going to get birth in all 84 lakh species of life. We have a different varieties of desires to be fulfilled. And they said, we are trapped inside the transcendental body of Garbhadaksha Vishnu. They are not satisfied. And what they do? Tad abhidyata nabhidesha. They pierce the navel of Lord Garbhadaksha Vishnu and come out. This is the urge. The desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. So it is very automatic, sudden, natural. And they come, the reason Shukdeva Goswami says in 14th verse is, Kalena Karma Pratibodhanena, because the previous fruitive activities, they now follow Mukha. They have to get Prarabdha. So they immediately come out. And it happens, he says, sahasa adityashtata. Sahasa means it happens automatically, like suddenly. This is our, we can say, primary urge to live separately, or maybe to enjoy separately from Krishna. And then we see the secondary urges. There are unlimited desires which we have, we want to give vent through these 16 elements, and this working and the knowledge acquiring senses. Since this is Pitrupaksha, I just want to ask you a question. How many of you have seen a nameplate on the people's home where it is written that Swargavasi and Kailashvasi? Nowadays I don't know people write it or not. People used to write because their father has bought that home. So they would write their name first and then later there. But how many of you have seen Vaikuntavasi or Golokvasi, such and such? Rarely, very. But nowadays even, so most probably we'll have, I personally have seen in my young age that there were so many nameplates written, Kailashvasi and Swargavasi, some falana, falana, falana. But never ever Vaikuntavasi or Golokvasi, some. Why this has happened? So we see that over the so many centuries, the leadership particularly in the Bharatvarsha, we see where we follow Vedic culture, most of them have never ever desired to go to Vaikuntha and Golok. As time progresses from Kali Yuga onward. Because everybody wanted what? The sophisticated sense gratification. So Bhagavad Gita, it is says that Krishna says, Yamimam Pushpitam Vaja Pravadanti Avipaschita Veda Vatarata Partha Nanya Dastiti Vadinaha Kamatmana Swargapara. So their aim was what? Higher sense gratification means Swarga. So what is the best situation we can achieve in this human form of life? To work so hard to get Swarga. That's why they said if you end your life means you must have gone to Swarga. There was one story that one person was very generous. He used to give donation to anybody, everybody. And one person was there and he was thug. He used to exploit him. He used to take so much money from him and never return. In the meantime, the person got his bank balance reduced to so much that he said, "Oh, give me back my money, man." So he would always give excuses. "Oh, I don't have money. Come later," like this. So one day he had so much requirement of money. He said, "Now I have to get him, otherwise I'll kill him or I'll put him in jail." So he goes to his house and sees that. So his wife says, "Arey, wo to chal basay. Arey, party nahi dekha kya? See, Kailashvasi." Thug. He said, "He has gone, but usko chhodega re main. I'll get somehow his money." So later he also dies. The person also dies. And of course he was pious, so he goes to Kailash. He says, "First person I have to search is that thug. Where is he?" So he searched the whole Kailash. And he says, "Where is that thug? He came before me." They said, "What is his qualification?" He says, he was always exploiting. So such kind of person will never come to Kailash. He must have gone certainly to hell. So in Marathi it is saying that, Melavari ami lokanna phasoto, narakat daun kailasata patta deto. That means, people have so much sort of desire to enjoy that beg, borrow, steal. In whatsoever way they want to enjoy their senses and doing all this sort of thing, they want to go where? Either Swarga or Kailash. It's not possible. Whatever we do, we have to pay back. So coming to our situation here where we see that over the centuries the leader of the society, because of Brahmanas, so they should have taught them, everybody, that our goal should be going to Golok or Vaikuntha. But, you know, Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam, they have set up the goal for Swarga or mostly Swarga only, not even Kailash. So all the general populace, what they do? Yadyad Acharati Shrestha Tatta Deve Jarodana. That's why you see, in the villages you go, wherever you go, they only know Swarga, Swargavasi. They never write Vaikuntavasi. Whether they go or not, that is a different problem altogether. So here, this is the story of humans who want to enjoy more and go up. What is the situation up over there? It is said grass is greener on the other side. They have their own experiences. And in fifth canto, all the devatas, they want to come to earthly planet. They say that, Ami and Aho Amisham Kim Akari Shobhanam. These humans must have done such a powerful, with nice, pious activities. Or, Prasanna Esham Swit Uda Hari Swayam. Or might be, Sri Krishna, Hari must be pleased with them. Either of these must be the case. Why? Because Yer Janma Labdham Nrushu Bharatar Jire. Because of these two, either of these two, they have got what? Birth as a human in Bharatvarsha. And what is the speciality of Bharatvarsha? The demigods say that Mukunda Saivyo Paikam. Mukunda Saivyo Paikam means it's a natural surrounding and atmosphere is there where we can serve Mukunda, Sri Krishna, and get liberation, which nobody is thinking about. I mean, the people who have got this particular birth, they don't think about it. They want to go to Swarga. But knowing the reality in the Swarga, they want to come over here and take advantage of human birth. Especially in Kali Yuga. Spruhahina, they say, we desire human birth, especially in Bharatvarsha. And the purport Prabhupada writes that, why Bharatvarsha has an added advantage of, there are so many acharyas who have, you know, given their experiences in their literatures. How it is so potent and powerful place where we can fulfill our mission. Bharat Bhumi Te Janma Haila Yar, Janma Sarthak Kari Paravupakar. So naturally we should be doing our Janma Sarthak. And those who are very generous, compassionate, they can do Paravupakar. Spreading this message to others, mostly. This is the speciality and added it is written, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally has inaugurated this Sankirtan movement in this Yuga, this Kali Yuga. We should take advantage of that. I was one week I was in Vrindavan. I was coming back and I met one army man there, captain. So, I spoke to him for a long time and I told him that, you know, I always wanted to have at least training, you know, army training. He said, where are you? I said, I couldn't join Indian army, so I joined Chaitanya's army. So the discussion was going on. So he said, what do you do all day? I mean, what is your schedule? I said, we get up 4:30. He said, even we get early 4:30. And I asked, what you do at 4:30? I mean, 4:35. They said, we have a very rigorous, intense physical training. He said, it is such a training that actually when we are about to finish, the place nearby us, we actually becomes wet, muddy. Not because of water, because of our sweat. Such an intense they do. And he said, such kind of training we have. I said, we also have such training. Even Guru Puja, we also dance and we get wet. But this is 15 years back. Right now we just do. Only when some African devotee comes, they give us some enthusiasm to dance. I mean, in the sense, we also had some session where we do some physical activity. So he was saying that our main thought, we are talking about urges, he said, at that moment when we finish the physical training, only thing which we think is food. And when we go to mess, we can't eat immediately. I said, why? Because he said, our main trainer, I mean, the major comes and he sits. And unless he starts, we can't start. I said, even we do that. You know, in our prasad hall, even our guru comes and unless he starts, we don't also eat. And the similarity. Of course, in rare occasion, if he doesn't come, we get permission of his servant and we start. So he said, that's okay. He said, when we start, only when we see that our major has started, we just start gulping everything. He said, whatever everything is set in the table. We don't think. Only noise comes is chewing and gulping and, you know, the spoon. I said, why? There is a very specific time or something like that? He said, no. The rule is, when the major puts his spoon down like this reverse, that means it ends. And as he puts down, nobody can eat there. And their seniors told them that just to give us, you know, sort of austerity and training, what they do many times, they just take one, two morsel and put their spoon like this. That means you are gone. I mean, the whole day you are fasting. So we just don't waste time. And this immediately, we come to know that he has put it. And then everybody has to stop. That's an etiquette. I told him that fortunately this is not our case. Even Maharaj goes, we can eat for one an hour also. That is Chaitanya's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That this is not a big issue for us. So, while speaking, actually we have started our discussion with the bosses, how we treat our bosses. So he said corporate bosses and the spiritual bosses and the government bosses. So he said, so we were discussing that mostly people hate their bosses in corporate structure, culture, right? But in spiritual culture, boss means we treat them as a god. I mean, in the sense, senior means guru is a representative of God. Then he said that even in our case, he said, very rarely our major was so merciful. He used the word most merciful to us. In the entire training, he didn't do that. He just had a full meal. And in the meantime, we also had a full meal. We never had to fast. And then when he used this word as most merciful, I just thought that, you know, he was thinking about the only one urge that he has, major has facilitated their own, only one urge, eating. But think about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has made an arrangement in such a way that actually we can get out of all this mess also. That's why it is said, Chirad Adattam Nijagupta Vittam Swaprema Nama Amritam Ati Udara. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful, most munificent. Nobody can come into the comparison to that. However we say our father, mother, or maybe guru or disciple or boss may facilitate whatever for us, he can't compete with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has made such an arrangement. Apamara ya vitatara gaura krishna janebhyas tam aham prapadde. He has come as a gaura krishna and he has no restriction as a no restriction. He has given this own confidential treasure. Swa prema namamrita, his holy name and himself. To the most, you know, lowest of men also. He has distributed freely. So this is the first is importance of human life. We have discussed how it is very rare that even demigods are thinking to when we will get this body. Secondly, in that Kali Yuga where we have no capacity to do any sorts of austerity, Krishna, I mean Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us freely, so easy process, the holy name, and just do that and all everything should be taken care of. That's why our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says, what is the glories of holy name? And specifically by given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Bhattacharya kahe ai madhura vachan chaitanyera srishti ai prema sankirtan avatari chaitanya kaila dharma pracharan kalikale dharma krishna nama sankirtan Sankirtana yagya tare kare aradhan seita sumedha ara kali hatajan. He says that this sound vibration Hare Krishna is a special creation by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has made it as a kali kale dharma nama sankirtan. He has made it a religious principle. It is the only door open for us to go. And only most intelligent people will take this process. Sumedha. And others are a Kali Hatajan. Those who will not take to this will be a Kali Hatajan. Will be called as a bereft of intelligence or a victim of Kali. Not only this, Mahaprabhu came, even just like we said, in Bharatvarsha there are so many acharyas who have experienced that, fulfilled their life, preached powerfully and made them people like themselves, who have tested and liberated themselves. So they also actually worship Kali, that there is a facility where easily we can get out of it. Just like in Janmashtami, I had an experience. In this Janmashtami, we had a staircase over here, right? So I was on the gate, and once, maybe at some time, two very hefty girls came, you know, the very fat girls came. And they, after frisking, they came out and asked the volunteer, "Kidhar se jane ka?" They said, "Idhar se jane." They said, "We have to climb this Tirupati." The word used is Tirupati. I said, "These are only 40 steps. Thoda le lift hai kya?" I said, I was standing there. I said, "Only old people can go through the lift." So she said, one of them said, "Consider us as an old person only. Let us go by." I said, "Just chant Hare Krishna and you will just reach there in 5 minutes. Somehow they, you know, reluctantly walked. I was thinking, all of us actually are in the modernized world, we hate stairs, right? They were like an eternal enemy. If so many times we are, like, you're going into the train also, in the platform, if we have a elevator, we say, "Oh, wow." So, in such a situation where we just see physical needs only, the Acharya see that in Kali Yuga, in such a situation, how people can be liberated, taking advantage of Kali Yuga. That is the Sankirtana. Yatra Sankirtana neva sarva swarthopalabhate. Not only vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva udavra upasava. Everything will be taken care. You know, solving here and there small problems, we can solve the main problem by taking advantage of this holy name. But initially it is not very easy to do that. You know, chanting Hare Krishna, most of us have an experience, even 20, 25 years also still we don't have taste in holy name, right? Because of time immemorial, we have never ever done this task, going towards Krishna. So initially it will be a very difficult task, and our experience will be, when we finish this? In 2007, I was with Shadbhuj Prabhu in Godown for a marathon. Myself and Jai Sachinandan Prabhu used to do the record and bills. So one lady came, she was doing some book distribution. She went to one political leader for asking some donation for free book distribution, you know. And she got actually hefty amount actually, so many thousand rupees. But she said, while giving that donation, he said, "Abmatana, Abhipirmatana." So I was thinking, this is our everyday, apart from few, when we finish our 16 rounds every day, we think that when 16 comes, 16 round kaza kaza, or ho raha hai, ho raha hai. As we finish 16, we just wrap it and put it up. Abhim din bhar mat aana, next time aana, right? So this is our general approach. Because we have so many things to do in the whole day, we have so many priorities. So we have taken this vow, so let me finish that. So no love, taste, and dubara mat dikna, baad mein dusre din hi dikna. But as we go forward, as we see, by just keep chanting and having association and by reading and by doing services, we get purified. By eventually we'll have a taste. And we, certainly it will, that's what Acharya says, that we will get certainly a taste. Only thing is that vyavasayatmika buddhi means we keep on going. We don't take U-turn. Rupa Goswami says that now it may appear as a dream. Kya bol rahe hain? But we may aspire for so many thousands of mouths, let me chant, or millions of ears to hear. Right now we see it is impossible. But Rupa Goswami says it will certainly happen if you follow the process properly, and then it will be a fun. In the fun in the sense, we will see to it as why I was late into this. Right now when we chant, we actually feel as if Rupa Goswami said, Krishna, when Krishna comes on his tongue, he feels a taste, a nectar on his tongue, and Krishna is dancing, and I am enjoying. But we feel like Krishna dancing on Kaliya's head. So how painful it is to do that. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur gives us very good sort of hope. And he says, all perfection comes from imperfection. Imperfect people only become perfect, right? So keep doing it. And certainly you will become perfect. For that we required abhyasane tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihate. There was one poor man who had a daughter of marriageable age. And they were very poor, so poor that he was thinking, what will happen to my daughter? You know, I will certainly die, but I'm thinking about my daughter. And somehow he was praying, and one very wealthy boy got attracted to his daughter, and he approached her father and he said, I want to marry your daughter. So he said, why not? I mean, he was so happy. He said, we'll do it immediately. And he approached his daughter and said, you know, this boy is very young and beautiful and wealthy. He wants to marry you. Let us, do that. So she says, no, I don't want to marry him. So he begs her, Arey, you don't understand. If you marry him, our all problems are solved. We will never be poor again. He says, no, I don't want to marry. So this body is our, the body is like a father. And this jiva is like our daughter, you know. So body has so many problems, right? It's like poor, we are entrapped in this body. Rather, we can say father is in trouble. He says, we have so many bills to pay. Only thing what we have to do, the tongue has to marry Krishna, in the sense, just chant Hare Krishna. He says, I will do anything and everything, but I will marry him. I will remain poor, I will be miserable, but I will never marry. So Kulakshekhara Maharaj, he prays to his tongue. He says, Tattvam Bruvanani Paramparastan Madhu Kharandiva Mudavahani Pravartaya Pranjalir Asmij Jivve. He prays to his jivva with folded hands that please Namani Narayana Gocharani. Please chant name of Narayana Govinda Hari. Please chant. Keep chanting. Because now you don't taste any amrita. But it is the absolute truth. Tattvam Bruvanani. Certainly in period of time you will feel as if honey, madhu, kshaarantiva, mudavani. It will give you joy and you will see that actually. So the daughter have never had experienced opulence. Ever. She had no experience of that. Once she gets that particular, she will think, why I was poor in those days. So this is our situation where we have not taken it seriously. Even though we have so fortunate enough that in this world, many people who do not have this knowledge, not initiated, not got into the process, we have certainly, and the plate is there till here. If only thing is we have to just desire, which is the primary desire is to, previously we want to go away from Krishna, now we have to marry in the sense, come closer to Krishna. And Krishna is eager to, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eager to bring us to him. Only thing is we don't desire like this daughter. She says, I will not marry whatever happens. This is our very precarious condition. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his commentary, he writes that a neophyte chanter's description he gives that They are superficial in the sense, ritualistic only. They don't understand the essence of that. What is the essence in that? He writes the word, some bear only the burden. Others appreciate the true worth of thing. So, if somebody give you a diamond, well, are kisi mein le jao, are kitna weight hai, but it is the precious jewel. Only few people, parki can understand. Are bahut maal, ye hai, value hai. A fool will think this is a stone and only a burden. Similarly, just like it is the story comes in, one sage was there, you must be knowing that, only once in a year he used to come out to give his darshan, and many people would garland him, puja, everything. And all 364 days, he used to think about, well, next year, how many people will come, how will they garland me, what sorts of activity will happen. So, he was superficial renunciant. So he has not understood the true meaning of renunciation. Similarly, by coming into the Hare Krishna movement, if you don't understand the crux, what is our main product, then we will be like the superficial follower. And like according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, we'll just bear the burden of this mala. What may be, kab tak chalega ye? But how to extract amrut from it, we'll never understand it unless we go through the proper process. In Matchless Gift, Prabhupada write that, this is the beginning. Shravan and Kirtan is a beginning. He says, this is the beginning, says, next process is always remembering Krishna. Can you imagine? We are one step, we have not started the first step, we have to go to the third stage, which is, Prabhupada said, this third stage is the stage where a person becomes the greatest yogi. So, repeatedly chanting and hearing will bring us to the stage, we will always remember Krishna. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhacha. So doing all of these activities, if we do not come to the stage, it is waste. Just like a modern couple was there, having love, marriage, and one day, husband comes from the office, having a very hectic day, and he enters, door is open. He said, honey, I am home. She is in the kitchen cooking. She says, generally, acha, what you did the whole day? So he is already frustrated. He said, what is nonsense? What kind of nonsense question is this? In office, what will I do? Work. But he said, if I answer her like this, she will be angry and I will not get food. So he just said, I was thinking about you only whole day. So she becomes very happy. Oh, you were thinking about me? So she said, now today I will make your favorite subject. So kaam ho gaya. And then she, because she is so happy, she gives him so many nice sort of news. My sister is getting married, we have to go. So she comes from the kitchen and she sees that he is fully absorbed in watching football. He is speaking to her, but watching football. And she becomes very angry. He said, you rascal, you know. You said that you were thinking about me whole day. Right now I am in front of you and you are not even looking at me. How am I going to trust you that you were thinking about me? Isn't it? You only think of someone whom you love. You aspire to be with that particular person. And when that person comes, you will not neglect that person, right? Similarly, if we have some particular time where we chant Krishna's holy name, we should be there. Right? We can't say, some people say, are chanting karo. Are, hum to hamesha jap karte rehte. 24 ghanta jap chalte rehte. But what about them to sit and chant then? They can't do it. So that means unless we give quality time to Krishna, we can't bring him for our next 22 hours. Isn't it? When Prabhupada is saying, remembering is the main essence. If you don't do the first two activities, how can we bring Krishna in our whole day? So it is very difficult if we don't give this a particular importance. It should be like that. I mean, ideally, just think it is my thought that, you know, in childhood days we had some stories we heard that one Rakshasa is there and one princess is there and one prince is there. And normally what happens, Rakshasa kidnaps the princess, prince goes, he fights. But somehow he tries to kill Rakshas, but he cannot be killed. And he gets frustrated, Arey, what is happening? I am piercing him through my sword, but he is not getting killed. So suddenly one sage comes, Arey, his life is, you can't kill him like this. His life is in that parrot. If you strangle that parrot, he will automatically die. So prince goes and actually does this, he dies. So Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita says that unless we make our holy name as our life and soul, we can't progress. In the sense, we have to make in such a way that just like Rakshasa has a life in the parrot he has kept, we should think that without holy name I cannot survive. So of course this is a very higher stage where he is saying that this Paramam Amrutam, this is only my treasure. You know, like if somebody comes and stabs you, I mean, he said, sab nikalo mal, whatever, ghadi, sab paisa hoga. They said, sab lelo, but don't kill me, right? Because the life is our treasure. And, but see, somebody says, oh, I have a child also. Told her, mereko maro, isko mat maro. What has happened? He has kept his life in, his child is more precious than his own life, right? So Sanatana Goswami says, this should be a perfect devotee means, he says, my life itself means chanting holy name. In the sense, remembering Krishna, chanting his holy name. Till that time, till we don't come to this stage, we are just neophyte only. In the sense, we are struggling devotee. But we should try enough to come to this stage. Lastly, we'll conclude with this, that story. I was just recently coming from the Vrindavan. I saw one boy, a very young boy, 25-year-old. He was a imitation jeweler. So I asked him, what is your schedule? He, 10 to 12 days a month, he travels all over India. He is doing it from last 4 years. 21 age he joined his father's business. Constantly roaming and roaming. He said, you know, it's very boring actually. Many hotels I stay, food is very stale. Sometimes I have to vomit. And every night he stays in half of the days in the train only. Sometimes the station comes at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So almost he is awake only. So sleep and food has a problem. And I asked him, Arey Baba, why you are doing this? He said, Maharaj, he didn't say Maharaj, he said, sir, paisa, ek baar paisa, jitna paisa aata hai na, wo kam hi lagta hai. I said, my God, I mean, this is, so take out of materialist, so much so that they love, isn't it? Those are money aa raha hai, so how much I have to put effort doesn't mind. So Padyali, one verse come, Vicheyani Vicharyani Vichintyani Puna Puna Kripunasya Dhananeva Tvam Namanu Bhavantuna. The writer says that just like a materialist or a miser, he is absorbed in his future. Vicheyani Vicharyani Vichintyani. He collects, counts and remembers kitna hai bank. Idhar ye bank balance bhi ho gaya. And this gives him all sorts of energy. Similarly, let me do the same thing, my dear Lord. Let me collect your holy names. Let me chant, count, and remember your holy name. That way only I can actually remain happy. This is actually our wealth. This person I saw, 25, he looked as 35. Very fat. I know, because as it is said that a horse becomes old if you tie him. And a human becomes old when you make him run. He travels more. So what is the real wealth? The real wealth which is going to stay with us eternally is this sampatti, right? How much we remember Krishna. So this is the holy name week. So ISKCON has, kept this festival, holy name week, just to inspire us to bring this holy name from the holy name week to holy name day, and to bring this holy name in a moment to moment, in our moment. Every moment we should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you, sir. Hare Krishna.